Ladies and gentlemen, you have waited all week.
Yeah, Boogie Page. Throwing it down for Leaks BMX is ready. I know I am. Check the ATB Airways. Let's kick it. All things BMX. It's a BMX show. Unlike the rest, if we need some info, they got the best. Like and subscribe, kick back and relax. And it's all things BMX. It's a BMX show. Unlike the rest, if we need some info, they got the best. So like and subscribe, kick back and relax. All things BMX is streaming to you. So post up on your couch, screencast to YouTube. It's gonna be fun, it will be a blast. You gotta do much, but kick back and relax. They coming to you live from a studio, or they might be at the track, man, you never know. So don't go anywhere when my rhymes are done, cause the show's just starting, let's have some fun. I said it's all thanks BMX, it's BMX show. Unlike the rest, if you need some info, they got the best. So like and subscribe, kick back and relax. I said it's all thanks BMX, it's a BMX show. Unlike the rest, if you need some info, they got the best. So like and subscribe, kick back and relax. All things BMX got the boogeyman's back, so I wrote them this track to send some love back. JT, Melissa, Chris, and Paul, DJ Damon, can I get to entertain y'all? And I wonder who they'll have on the show as a guest. I bet some are good, who's gonna impress? Guess I will just have to wait and see. Let's get the show going and start the party. Said it's all thanks BMX, it's a BMX show. Unlike the rest, if you need some info, they got the best. Like and subscribe, get back with me. Said it's all thanks BMX, it's a BMX show. Unlike the rest, if you need some info, they got the best. Like, subscribe, kick back and relax.
Welcome to the All Things BMX Show. Hope you guys are ready for episode 152. We're keeping it real. We have Shannon Polk with us this evening and Everett Robertson from The Real BMX Racing, the podcast show. They'll be joining us on the Danger Snack satellite video feed. Our satellite feed is brought to you by the good people over at Danger Snack. It's the snack that is the difference between dragging ass and hauling ass. And I got to tell you, Sean tried it last night, and holy moly, he was texting me telling me that it had a kick in it.
Oh, it does. Yes, it's got a little bite to it. They're teeny tiny little. I mean, they're like the size of your pinky fingernail or smaller. You pop that thing in there, and it'll fire you up.
Put them in your pocket. Take them in the staging, man. That's when you pop them bad boys. You can ride about 10 motos right before you go. Whew, you'll be ready. Big shout out to Love Racing for tuning in this week. We appreciate it. They're out of Texas, and they've been down with us since we started. Our opening song is brought to you by the man himself, Boogie Page, the Boogeyman. Check him out on Spotify. We're going to put his link in the chat. And, man, he's got some other songs coming out here soon. He's doing making a lot of things happen.
Yeah, and go check him out.
Yeah, he got Boogie Train Song, I think, is the new one he's got. Go on Spotify. Check him out. You guys, don't forget you can support the show by sending the stars on Facebook and directly send them right to us. Or you can head on over to our Buy Me a Coffee page and support us there. We are in the Michigan studio. We had a couple weeks off.
Yeah.
I didn't move anything.
No. Didn't
tear anything apart and change anything.
I'm happy that you didn't. Yeah. I'm very proud that you did not do that.
Yeah, actually, I'm surprised too.
Nope.
I expected to walk in here and there'd be like everything flipped 180 or something.
Our studio is brought to you by the good people over at DeSoto BMX. The chat, if you guys aren't in there, get in there, get your questions in there. It's brought to you by the good people at BMX Rocks Photography, and they're bringing you our chat question for the evening. Who is your pick for the Vet Pro title of the year?
Oh, I like that.
Yes. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of Barry in there.
Yeah.
The showcase segment's brought to you by Answer. Newsmakers brought to you by 110 Nutrition. Melissa, who is MIA tonight, she's got a big presentation she's doing tomorrow for work. So we're going to do our best to fill in for her, which is normally a terrible outcome.
Oh, it's going to be ugly later.
Yes, it is.
The trivia segment's brought to you by the good people over at Bombshell Racing System. DJ Damon, he's brought to you by our good friends at Hotshot BMX Racing. And one of the most sought-after segments on our show.
Seriously.
On two wheels, man. Dude. Doing the birthday shout outs, and the opening is brought to you by Gate 9.
Yes. Question, is Chris going to catch up on all the birthdays he missed, or are we just
No. I think that's a long list.
No.
We'd be here till next week.
We might as well start now. No. We're not doing that.
There's some people that's going to be missed.
Yeah. We'll catch them next year.
We'll get them next year. So, hey, also make sure you check out Mega Design Group. They sponsor our live version of the show. And if you are a fan of podcasts, you can check out our podcast version of the show, which we'll load up after this one's over, and we'll have that available for you. It's brought to you by Die Job Apparel, so get over there and check that out. And with that, we're going to welcome our guests in tonight. So we'll see here, Sean and Everett. Whoops,
Shannon.
I'm Shannon.
Oh man,
it's on three screens right in front of you.
I'm sorry.
One there, one in front of you.
Yeah.
You're not the first, trust me.
That doesn't help me, but okay. You know I can't see that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So how did you guys get started with BMX? How did you find out about it for the first time?
For BMX, for me, it was just, I always rode my bike everywhere around town. I'm, product of the early 80s, 90s. So I was just riding my bike everywhere that I can. And then I came across this one kid who was number one. He had a number one plate racing nationals and doing all his things, and he was like, you should give racing a try. And I was like, is that even a thing? And because I grew up in Orange County, California, there was the Orange Y that we used to go to, so that was a really cool track. So I did that for a couple of years, and then life happened, and then I stopped riding.
Yeah. And then when did you come back?
COVID, literally, you're home and there was nothing else for me to do. So I was just like, what can I get into? And I was like, and I just came across a video and I was like, oh yeah, BMX racing. I wonder if that's still a thing now. I've been out of the game for so long that I was like, let's see if this thing is still around. And so I looked it up and there was a track out here in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I went out there, fell in love with it again. And it was just like, yeah, man, this was my passion. I like you here. And it was so much love for me that I was like, man, it's just like being home. It's like coming back to the family. Like I didn't even miss a beat.
Yeah. It's amazing how some of it's the same as it was back in the day, but yet things change at the same time. It's weird.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So Shannon, how about yourself?
I mean, for us, it was always popular. We knew about it. And we had BMX style bikes, but it just took a kid from the neighborhood to invite us to a track. And he actually let me use his bike, so we just switched, between motos, and I grabbed his helmet, grabbed his bike. He was a lot taller than me, so the bike was set up a lot different than I would have set it up myself. But, I hopped on the bike, I rode it, raced it, and I just fell in love with it. And I, ended up convincing my mother to get me a better bike. So at the time, I think I had a Team Murray, and I was told, don't even bring that bike to the track, so I waited till I got a Diamondback Silver Streak, and showed up and just started showing out,
Ooh, those are cool.
And I loved it.
Yeah. So you just stayed with it from the beginning, or did you have a period where you stepped away?
No, I had a long period. So I started, my first race was in around September in 79. And then I raced until I was about 14, turning 15, and which was 76, I guess, 77. I'm sorry, 86, 87.
Okay.
I got a license, started getting into other things. I had an older brother that raced. He stopped racing before that. And he was like my mechanic motivator, he was my guy, my coach,
Right.
So now I was showing up with just my mother, and it just wasn't as fun, So yeah, then I just stopped. And then when COVID hit, I had a friend, he wanted to bring his son to a track, invited me, and I raced that day, man.
Wow.
I had a bike already, and I just grabbed somebody's helmet or rented a helmet or something. And I signed up and I raced that day, and that was it.
That's awesome. That is really cool. Okay. So podcasts, how did that come about? How'd that get started?
Me and Shannon were always talking about, how much love that the BMX community was giving us. And I was like, well, what can we do together to give back and just bring some light to the riders and interview them? And I remember growing up, we'd go through the magazines and find out what the pros like, what they didn't like, what they ate, what they, you know, you kind of get a personal feeling with them. Sure. So I was like, with the technology today, what better way than to actually do a video podcast and to get these people up here and just talk to them and get to know them. And Shannon was like, let's do it.
Pretty much simple as that, right?
Yeah. So when did you guys start first show?
Was it earlier this year, maybe a few months back? We just kind of recently just started.
Okay.
6 months, Shannon? Has it been that long?
I was gonna say about 6 months ago, probably. Yeah.
Great. Okay. So
what do you guys find the most challenging part of your podcast?
Me is just because at first we were just thinking, okay, we need to just write down a bunch of questions and drill these guys with a bunch of questions, you know, and then coming up with questions and, you know, for these riders sometimes was difficult because like, no offense to the riders, but if you're a rider and you're at a high level, you really don't have too much going on besides riding. You're riding, training, riding, training, eating, training, riding, you know? So it's like, okay, now we got to do something else. We got to figure out a way to like get in these guys' heads and have them talk about something other than training and riding. And then, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
So sometimes coming up with the questions is difficult.
Do you guys primarily just interview racers, or do you interview like all that's in the sport, or are you guys mainly focusing just on those racers right now?
Well, right now we've been doing racers. That's what we started with, but now we're realizing, you know, we'll run out of racers eventually. and there's so many other people involved in BMX that we need to talk to. We need to talk to the parents. We need to talk to the track operators. We need to talk to the brands. We need to talk to just everybody that's involved that loves BMX like we do, because they all bring something to the table, you know. Yeah. And we're going to definitely expand and, you know, get you guys on the show, be, you know, podcasters that are doing the same thing we're doing, you know. So yeah, I mean, there's we could take it anywhere, you know.
Fun people, the industry people.
Oh yes.
You get some juicy information.
Yeah.
And that's the trick also, trying to get the juicy information, but not too juicy, you know? Yeah. Like, you know, just yeah.
As soon as you say you're done recording, it all comes out and it is some amazing stories.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're like, we'll cut that out.
Right. Unless you're Dirty Knobs, they just keep it in there. They just keep going. I don't care.
Oh, yeah. Let it ride.
Right.
So the opposite of that, what's your favorite part of podcasting?
I like just the personal aspect of getting to know these riders. Like, I don't really geek out too much, but when I'm around these professionals, it's just like hearing how they talk and the passion they have for it. It's just, it excites me. So that's one of the things that I enjoy. Shannon?
Yeah, I mean, we get to ask some pros the questions that we normally wouldn't be able to ask, like just run up to a pro and ask them. Now we have like we have a reason to, you know? You know how pros are, or anybody that loves riding, man, they're more than willing to give up the information, you know, and willing to talk about BMX for hours upon hours, you know? So we have no problem getting riders on and getting them talking, you know? So, I love talking to other people that have as much passion as I have about it. And even more, they took it to a level that I wouldn't even have thought of, man. Like, I never really thought I was going to become pro, you know, even back then. Like, I just didn't think I was good enough. And I seen the pros and I was like, wow, I'm not anywhere near them, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
But to actually get some of these pro riders now and to talk to them, and, you know, it's just, and I don't even really know who a lot of these guys are, you know, so I come from a different place also where I'm not like a fan of them, you know, so I don't really, you know, trip up when I speak to them or get super excited. And, you know, I don't know, maybe that's a good thing, maybe it's a bad thing, you know, but it's just fun, man, just, you know, talking about BMX, you know.
Right. Yeah. No, no. Well, that, same thing here. You know, we just enjoy talking about it. And, you know, sometimes it ends up being industry. Sometimes it's training. I mean, it bounces all over. There's quite a few different places you can go with it. So it's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you guys have any sponsors? Like, you ride for teams or anything like that?
Well, we both have a team we ride for. We ride for Team Wrenchman, and that's run by Zach Gavin and Bianca Lathan. And they pretty much do everything. I mean, from, like, you know, maintaining the bikes to, you know, showing up to the events early, setting up all the tents and making sure everybody's good. And, you know, then Bianca comes out with the camera and, you know, she's the one that does all the graphics and designing and the editing for all the videos that she throws out, you know, that we throw out. And so, to me, there was no other team to be on. I mean, they're just really cool. All the riders are really cool. We get along. Yeah, man. So right now, for now, it's Team Wrenchman. We both ride for them right now. So.
Oh, yeah. Great. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're both on the same team. That's awesome. Awesome, yeah. Awesome. All right, so I'm sorry I kind of jumped around there on you a little bit, but back to the show, the podcast. Who do you think has been your best interview so far?
Let me say,
go ahead. I was gonna say Jeff Upshaw.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What about you, Shannon?
See, this is what we did one with KJ Romero that I thought was really good.
Yeah.
Who I knew was really good. It's like one of those shows you're like soon as you end it, you're like, yo, we got one, you know. And it was perfect timing, and it just, something happened with the feed. It didn't upload, and it was, we had to scrap the show.
Oh.
Yeah, we lost pretty much that whole show.
Dang.
So that hurt, man. And then he was like, no problem, we'll do another one. But you know how that is. You're not going to do that again, you know.
Right.
So,
yeah.
It's hard to do. That was
the one I thought was our favorite, because we just kind of let loose, said F the questions. I mean, not the F the questions, but F the scripted questions, and just kind of sat down and just shot the shit, basically, you know, and that's right. How I kind of want to do it, and how it came out best for us. And, you know, KJ is really cool. And yeah, that was our favorite show that we unable to release, man.
Yeah.
Dang.
That sucks.
I've seen some of his videos, some of his YouTube stuff, and that, you know, he's got a lot of, what would you say, charisma. You know, he's just like, whatever, here we go. This is it. This is me.
He's really cool, and I knew it. Yeah, man. So I was kind of hurt because of that, but it's all good. We'll get another one.
Yeah. All right. Now, have you guys, you don't have to name any names, but have you had one that was really rough?
Not yet.
No?
Well, that's good. That's really good.
I mean, the only one I would say is I had one where everything was great, but it was one of our early shows, and we kind of just ran out of questions. And it was one of the shortest shows we ever had. what was going on with that? Why'd you keep it going? Like, you know, that was such a short show, and we both looked at each other like, all right, we got their attention. So, you know, we were like, all right, we're on to something, you know? So now we learned to kind of just feed off of that. And other than like the program we use, it's just one of those things where I'll be talking, and then all of a sudden, I'll pause, and the channel will be talking, and we kind of cross the wires. So we're just like, oh boy, this is rough right there.
Yeah.
It's funny, because the show he's talking about, you know, so he'll finish the question and he'll be like, Shan, you have anything? And I'm like, I look at my paper and I'm like, everything's scratched out. I'm like, man, I ain't got nothing. You know, and it's like, I don't even know what else to say.
Like, she answered everything like in that one paragraph, like boom, boom, boom. I'm like, wait. All right, have a great day.
As they're talking, I'm over here scratching out all the answers, and they're like, oh God, man, you know, geez, I have nothing, you know.
Yeah, sometimes
that's when we realize we don't need to do that. You know, we just need to shoot from the hip, bro, and just talk, man. Just, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. That, I think that happens with time. You know, you start to get the feel of it. You know, I mean, sometimes we get lost in, you know, it's like, you know, you guys and then the three of us or four of us, we're talking, and it's just like, it's just us in this little room chit-chatting. We don't realize, hey, that's going out there for everybody to see at the same time. You know, so it happens. For sure.
Oh, yeah.
when you guys are looking for guests, do you guys have a process that you like, you know, we want to interview this person and it, or do you just, do you guys like strategize on that? Or is it just, we're going to go get that person?
Well, for me, it's just, we're going to go get that person. Shannon might have a plan with it, but I'm just like, then name will pop up and I'm like, oh yeah, I wonder what they're up to. Let me reach out to them and see if I can get them. And then I got to do my little spill where I'm like, I'm not some creepy old man. You can look me up on YouTube and check out our videos to see that we're legit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, with me, of course, we want to get those characters, man, you know, hopefully they have a little social media following. That doesn't, you know, that's not going to be it, though. You know, we want somebody that's going to be a good interview.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically it with me. We need somebody that's going to be fun and answer the questions and not give us like one word answers and just, you know. Yeah. So we want, want those guys that are just like, you know, super live and just, you know, into it, entertaining and, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's almost like some of them have had some type of media training or something, and there's other ones that definitely haven't. But I mean, they're all good. They're just different, you know.
Yes,
for sure.
Now, do you guys live close to each other?
About an hour.
About an hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask this earlier. The team you race for, are they out of your area, or where are they out of?
Yeah, I guess I say, question.
I was going to say one of the, you know, it's, I consider like two people that run the team. Mm-hmm. One of them lives out his way and one of them lives out my way.
Okay.
So, yeah. I'm talking about like Greensboro area and then the Durham area.
All right. Very good.
Yeah.
You guys have, with your podcasts, where do you guys see yourself in 3 years?
I never really thought about it. I just figured we'd take every episode for what it's worth and enjoy the ride.
Yeah, so we're just at the point where we're like, where we probably need to do something. Either just stop doing it or really just ramp it up and like, you know, get some sponsors and really start planning out some shows. And so that's what we decided to do. You know, that's why we wanted to talk to you. That's why we're switching formats right now and leaving the Riverside format just because they haven't worked out for us. Sorry to put them on blast, but I had to. But you know, so yeah, that's where we at now. We're gonna really start trying to think of some really cool content, you know. And like you said, man, we could just start interviewing trainers or just kids. I want to start micing some kids, like in the staging areas, just, you know, because they say some of the craziest stuff, you know. Just like there's little things that I have some ideas, you know, that we're just going to try to, you know, see if it works or not. You know, that's the only way to see if it works or not, just to throw it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah.
So, yeah, we definitely have plans on doing some different things. No doubt about
Very
it.
Very cool.
Yeah. Instead of just sitting there answering, you know, asking a pro a bunch of questions, you know. You know, maybe we could spend a day with a pro. Or, you know, I want to start really being like more like in the field. More than just sitting behind a camera, you know, they're over here, we're over here. It's like, that's cool, but, you know, I really want to, like, get to really, you know, hang with some of these people, man, and get to know them a little more than just a couple of questions, you know, and see if we can make that happen. Yeah. That's something I really would like to do.
Okay. Nice.
So do some recorded and edited type stuff.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's cool. Kind of on the scene at the track interview type thing.
Yeah, I mean, from the time they wake up to the time they go to bed, you know, a day in the life of a BMX rider, you know, just so everybody can see what's really going on and say, see, like, do I really want to be a pro or should I just take it for class? Or, you know, because it's a whole different level and a whole different mindset, you know, that, you know,
yeah,
from one to the other.
It's amazing. Some of these guys and gals, I mean, they're hitting the gym early in the morning, then they're out at the track, they're doing sprints, they're doing gates, they're, you know, all, it's crazy. They're a professional athlete. I mean, you know, I guess your pro football, basketball, baseball player would be doing the same thing, right?
Yeah, but they make a lot more money.
Well, that's true.
It's not four-star hotels and Lincoln Continentals, buddy.
No town cars, man.
Staying at Motel 6 and renting a goddamn Geo Metro, hoping you still got entry fees left.
Geo Metro. That's
the type of things we would love to talk about with some of these guys, but, you know, without getting them in trouble, you know, and getting dropped off their teams and sponsors and stuff.
It amazes me how many can stretch them what they make, how far they can stretch that. It's pretty impressive.
The budget?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to, real quick, guys, I'm going to jump over into the chat and acknowledge some people. You guys got questions for the gentleman joining us tonight? Put them in there. I want to jump over and say hi to Tony Stillinger. He was on the show here a little while ago. He's saying, yeah, Shannon is one of the good guys. Congratulations on your win this past weekend in hot Atlanta. Yeah. Right?
Thanks, Tony.
Yeah. Jesus, I got to get my goddamn eyes checked.
Everybody give Shannon a shout-out for that first place this weekend.
Yeah. We got our good friend Sean Gifford in there, Rick Carter, and Mike Melvin's in there from the Beer Budget BMX show. You guys watch that show?
Yeah, that name sounds familiar. Definitely, I know him. Yeah,
they're good guys over there. Robert Cardoza's joining us over on YouTube. He just got back from, I think it's a 10-day or 12-day trip over in England.
Over
in
the UK, yeah.
Or UK, yeah. Martin Kennard, I tell you, his class is stacked. He's up there racing Silva and...
I met him over the weekend, yeah.
Yeah, he's in the class with Silva, DL, and...
That's the class I'll be in with one more win, man, yeah.
So that's the, what is that, 50, 51, 55 expert?
Expert, yeah. Yep. God yeah. dang. Them dudes, and they don't, man, that's a, yeah, that's stacked. We got Robert Torres. He says, you guys are cool as AF.
Torres, what up, El Guapo?
Damon's checking in from the DJ booth. What's up, Damon?
Hey. Just saying hi to the people.
Hey, if you guys got any questions, you got anything for the guys, inside stories you want to share, put them in the chat. We're going to check back in. We want to thank BMX Rocks for our chat check-in. Oh, Jen Siebrel just checked in.
Oh, Mrs. Gate 9.
Jen, we'll talk about what you sent me in the after chat. Yeah. So we'll chat about that after we get done with the show.
Cool.
All right. And once again, thanks to BMX Rocks Photography for sponsoring the chat. All right.
Yeah, go check that out. BMX-ROX.com.
Yeah, we'll get the link in there.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to put it in there. I don't know.
Cool pictures, man.
Yeah, Mo, hope you're feeling better, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He took a wicked crash.
Yeah, he did.
All right. So let's shift the topic and kind of talk about the racing scene. You guys want to do that?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
All right. Man. All right. So.
All right, you
agreed. Here comes the heart, like right off the bat. Let's get into this shit talking. No, just kidding.
Let's do it, bro.
I kind of foreshadowed with the money thing there. Anyway, what are your thoughts right now? Shannon, you can go first. What are your thoughts on the current state of professional BMX racing?
They need to get paid more money.
Okay.
I saw somebody post something where they were giving out purses in like 1982. $3,000, and then recently there was the same exact purse for $3,000 for a pro win. And I remember back in the day they also used to like give away pickup trucks and jet skis and dirt bikes and all that to the winners, you know. Yeah. I don't see any of that anymore, man. They just don't really put the pros up where they should be, I don't think, you know.
You're talking about like back in the 80s, like your national number one pro for the year would get a Trans Am or a
something
Mustang
really cool, right?
Some kind of a sports car of some type or another, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I remember they gave away 1 year Gary Ellis won. I think he got a truck and a wave runner or something.
Yeah, they had wave runners.
They got all types of good stuff back then.
Well, shoot, a couple of years ago at the Grands, they had the electric motorcycles. I forget what those were called, but.
It's called a moped.
I mean, would you rather have a moped now? Or would you rather have a car?
A Trans Am?
It ain't even going to be a Trans Am. I mean, I'll take a Honda Civic or something. Shit.
What was that one you said earlier, Justin? Geo Metro.
Hey, don't laugh at the Geo Metro now. I had one of them boys.
Did you?
Hell yeah.
I wonder if the girl, wasn't the girl that won it? won that motorcycle. I wonder if she kept it. I'd have rolled that thing right out of there and sold it.
Yeah, really.
Everett, what do you think on the current state of professional BMX racing?
I'm a big believer they should get paid more, some sort of way. You know, maybe link them up with more money on the back end of sponsorships. Maybe I don't know how it works out, but give them something to where they can at least afford a house, because this is their bread and butter. So at least kind of be able to make money to at least be able to get their own house and you know, be that this is their job. You know, just give them the opportunity to, hey, if I go out there, make the purses bigger.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's scary, especially you get into the supercross racing. Mm-hmm. I mean, one crash, we've already saw it, you know, two times already with Kai Sakabera and Connor. Like, those crashes are career enders sometimes. And
well, Sam Willoughby also.
Oh, yeah, and I forgot him, too.
I was just thinking of him. Yeah.
So you got three that, you know, yeah. And, you know, where does it come from? Is it a sanction thing? Is it the pros themselves finding outside sponsors? That's what I always like to discuss, you know. Where does that money come from? Because if you look at the model of Supercross, it's both.
Right. Yeah,
that's true.
You know?
Yeah. Well, that's like the thing we put on our page earlier, a couple days ago or yesterday, I don't remember. Elise Willoughby, she's got a little spot in the Toyota commercial. I was watching the NASCAR race the other day, and all of a sudden I see BMX bike go floating by in the commercial. I'm like, wait a minute. Back that up, and I'm like, yeah, that's her. She's in there. Yeah. You know, she's got a Toyota thing going on. She's been hooked up with them for, gosh, a couple, three, 4 years now. So
nice.
That must be doing something. That's an outside sponsor.
Isn't Barry in the Mercedes commercial too?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, he's got a deal with Mercedes-Benz. Yeah. So there's a small handful of them that are
1%.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't even think it's 1%.
Yeah,
yeah, I was going to say even less than that, but yeah, it's hard to, you know, got to be hard to, you know, when I first came back in the sport, you know, Cam Moore is one of our locals, you know, and I asked him, like, you know, how are pros making money now? Oh, are pros making money now? And he was like, well, the pros that are making money are the ones that are like, you know, have a big social media following and can get sponsors. And, you know, that's just how they're doing it. It's not off the purses, you know. Yeah. And I figure that's how it is with everything pretty much, you know.
Yeah. So, yeah. And I think from talking to some of these guys from back in the 80s and that, you know, they were getting a salary of some type from, I don't know, whoever, let's say GT or Hutch or whoever it was back in the day, they were getting a salary plus, you know, they got contingency money, which is basically, let's say you're running ODI grips and they have some type of deal where you finish first place with our grips on your bike and a sticker on your number plate, will give you, I don't know what it would be, let's just say $100. And, you know, that's what you would see back in the day. These guys would have all these stickers on there or, you know, a goggle or whatever it be, and they'd get paid some type of money from those companies depending on how they finished, or magazine cover with their product and their logo on there. They'd get paid for that. I don't believe they do that nowadays, but I could be wrong.
Well, they do that in motorcycle racing. You get a contingency package.
Sure.
You go up and sign up for it, and then you go out and race. And if you podium, there you go collect your money.
So that would be like through the AMA, right?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know that either. But I think that's how it used to be back in the day.
Didn't Harry talk about it?
That's what I was trying to remember. Harry Leary was talking about that. That, you know, that's why he rode used whatever products he did, was because there was a contingency. So there was money to be made there just by using a particular brand of goggle or a particular number plate or grips or whatever it be, you know. So I don't know that they had, you know, in the chat, correct if we're wrong, let us know. I don't believe they do that nowadays.
Actually, there's a few people chiming in. Tony says the sport needs better promotion outside. Most people don't even know about the sport. And, you know, you guys know this too. How many times have you heard, I didn't even know the track was a half a block away from my house?
Yes.
Right.
And then we've got Eric Whitaker. He said, what up, teammates? Rick Carter says the sanction needs better promotion. Low and slow, someone wanting to keep money in their pocket. Roberto Torres says it's an Olympic sport. Pay the pros like pros. So Sean Gifford said the contingencies is straight from the manufacturers. Mm-hmm. So you would go to Fox or whatever.
They would have to search that out to find that, you know, I don't know.
Wasn't that back when they had like the signature series? Like you used to be able to get somebody's handlebars because they'd be this pro's game on it and they got a kickback on stuff like that.
Right.
Oh, yeah. What was it? Donnie Robinson bars from Fly?
Yeah. Donnie had bars.
They had the power bend in them.
Yeah.
Get that extra snap out of the gate because it was bent.
That was the old, from back in the day, the old power light bars.
That's what they were. Fly redid them.
Yeah. Yeah. He just brought it back.
What's up, Dave Berquist? Thanks for joining.
Mr. Bombshell Dave.
Are we, you know.
That's a guy to ask. I mean, you know, he's a
that's
major
true.
Factor. Yeah. Major sponsor.
It was just, okay, so to circle back to what we started on, you know, obviously it's more money in the sport, and you know, it's either manufacturers or the sanction.
Yeah. But, you know, it can't all come from the sanction. It's got to come from outside somehow.
Well, I know of a pro racer right now that she, her Instagram, she's monetized on Instagram, and she can make a, like a few posts and she's making
getting paid
really good.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Nice. And you know, also I think some of the ways that the pros make pretty good money too is clinics.
Oh yeah.
You know, I mean, I know when I'm scrolling through social media, I see tons of, you know, clinics, camps that are going on.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Nick Long's doing them. I mean, most of these bigger. Nick's got it down to a science.
I think every pro in Florida does them.
Well, sure.
You know, you're looking at it and it's $40 a kid, $50 or $60 for like 2 days. And I mean, it's work, but there's supplementing their income there.
Yeah, it's money to be made.
But it's not paying out at the races, though.
No.
And you're looking at, like, back in the day, what Everett was saying, where they were making, or Shannon was saying, where they're holding up a $3,000 check for 1 day. Dude, you got to win 2 days to make that money.
Mm. Yeah. Well, some of them make three, don't they? At the Pro Series races, make.
Isn't it 15? Three? Is it $3,000 or 15? What am I thinking?
I thought it was 15.
I thought it was 1500 today. I don't know. I could be wrong. Well, it don't matter.
But still, I mean.
Well, I'm not a pro, so I'm not up on all
those
that.
Those are 40, 35-foot doubles. That shit with no motor? Yeah, you should be winning $5,000 a day.
Yeah. Right. But again, it's got to come from somewhere.
Just paying just as much, too, because they're drawing just as much attention as the pros as well.
Yes, the vet pro.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. What was that at Rock Hill when Jeff Upshaw won that weekend? Well, he won that Friday and that Saturday. He only brought home $800.
Jesus.
Oh, in Vet Pro.
In Vet Pro.
Right.
Which, I mean, by the time you add in your entry fees, hotel, all you know.
Yeah, hotel food.
You spent. Well,
right. It's not even enough to cover his AARP fee or whatever.
Exactly.
with that AARP card though, you get discounts on your rental car and your hotel rooms.
There you go.
That's true. But yeah, I mean, that was $800 he brought home for that whole weekend. But like I said, by the time you add in your entry fees and take away your entry fees, car rental, airfare, I mean, he's barely breaking even.
So you're relying at that point, you're relying on your sponsors to pick the rest up.
Yeah.
Damn.
You hope so.
That's rough.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be.
Rick said it's $3,000 on the big hill. Regular hill is $1,500. Thanks, Rick.
Okay, that's where we're getting it confused.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Son.
So we'll kind of dive a little bit more into that question. Everett, how do you, and then we'll go to Shannon, how do you guys think we could get some of the big sponsorships back in the sport?
I mean, that's a good question. I really have never thought about it too much, but I just know it's one of those things where you don't know unless you ask. You know, if you just got to go out there and figure out who's willing to do what and who's willing to be able to give up, you know, anything. Because when me and Shannon were trying to figure out who can we go for sponsorships, it's more along the lines of who lines up with what we're trying to do. Like, we don't want to just take anybody's money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you don't want to go out there and do this and do that. So you have to kind of line it up to your brand. So how do you do that at the same time? Like, you know, you can't be driving a Ford and expect to go for Chevy and be like, hey, can you sponsor me?
Yeah. Good analogy.
That's true. Yeah. 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 Very true.
Shannon?
Yeah. I mean, back to the sport needing to be promoted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody, I mean, it's a business, you know, when they sponsor you, you know, they're trying to get a return off of it. They're not just handing you money thinking like, oh yeah, I'm just going to hand this guy some money because we like him or we want to help him. They, at the end of the day, they want to see some sort of return on it, I'm sure.
Right.
You know, so if there's only 60,000 BMX riders in the United States, I don't know what it is. I'm just saying, you know, and the sport's not that big. And like you said, people around the corner from the BMX tracks don't even know about it. Why would they invest in that? You know,
yeah.
Everybody that sees BMX or that everybody that I know that didn't know about BMX and just found out about it, I see them at the track almost every single week. It just hooks them just like that. Yeah. Unlike any other sport that I've seen, you come to the track and you automatically just for some reason think like, I can participate in this, because you see everybody from 3 years old to 60 years old at any local track, almost at any time. You know, the sport just needs to be promoted more. That's really about it. I don't know what else to say, you know.
Yeah.
One thing that I was going to say I wish they would do was at least televise grands and let them get a piece of that action. You don't have to do it all year long, but at least that the Super Bowl is the biggest sport, you know, like, so might not put that out there if they're going to show cornhole tossing and, you know, dart tossing and all these other sports and show that like it's the greatest thing ever. You know, why can't they show BMX on the same scale? And then with that promotion right there, just whatever pot you guys get from that, give that to them for the, you know, for that race, or sprinkle it throughout the year. So that way the pot is bigger throughout the year.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it might be something to try and do, but so, you know,
as soon as you said that,
easier said than done.
As soon as you said it, Eric Whitaker said local TV and news sources to attract more attention and get more racers and spectators to the sport. More people attending and participating means more profits in the business pockets. In the end, if the ROI is there, they will put more money into the sport. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, true. And, you know, that local news and that stuff, I think Brian Fell said this. We were talking with him at one time. It seems like when there is a, let's say, a national at, I'm just going to pick somewhere, Sarasota, they have the local news comes out there on Saturday morning. And they talk about it or show it or whatever. And then the race is going on, and then they're gone. If they had the local news come out there on a Thursday, let's say, or even Friday, then, hey, we're here all weekend, come out, it would draw the local people in that area to come see the race. But when you do it Saturday morning and the race is already starting and going, it's kind of like, well, that's going on right now. It's not something we can make a plan and go to. We're already going to the beach this day or that day or whatever. So
right.
maybe there's something there. I don't know. I mean, you know, we're kind of brainstorming as we're sitting here talking about it. You know, we're not trying to beat up on any particular person or, you know, the sanction or whatever. But it just, you know, to us, it seems easy. Why don't they do that? But I can tell you from personal experience, getting a hold of the local news, the news television and newspaper, they don't, you know, you contact them and you never hear from them. Or you get the generic return email. Thank you for contacting, you know, 123 television and have a great day. You know, you don't really get a whole lot, but I don't know. That's me. I don't know. But, there's got to be There's got to be something we're missing. I don't know what it is. Maybe some of our friends in the chat here come up, hit something. I don't know.
Well, Everett, you're broadcasting it. You guys would remember this. The Road to Glory series. Yeah, it was on, Saturday mornings.
ESPN?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they...
That might be while they weren't in the sport.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because that was, early...
Mid-80s, 90s or some shit?
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about the... Okay. I'm thinking of something else. There was another...
It was GT paid for the whole thing.
Yeah. You had that one, and then you had War of the Stars was another series.
War of the Stars.
That was the NBL, but...
Yeah.
In the... Maybe that was it. 08, 09... 2010, there was some racing on television. Gosh, I'm totally drawing a blank on that now. I have some of them recorded on VHS somewhere. Shoot, I can't think of the name of those. But they were sponsored by GT.
Yeah.
It might have been Road to Glory. It might be in the same thing. I don't remember. But anyway, those were cool back then, and I think they were on ESPN.
That's where I'd always see them.
Yeah. And they were on, the same time, the same day. It wasn't a hit-and-miss thing. It was like you knew Mondays at 5 o'clock or whatever it was, that's when they were on. So you knew to look for it. But that was a while ago. Yeah.
So let's flip it around. You guys, what's your local track out there you guys race at?
Burlington and Capital City BMX.
It's funny, we got a Capital City BMX here in Michigan, too.
Yeah. And there's one in Texas as well.
Yeah. Question, put your hat on for. How do you guys think we can grow the sport?
Hmm. You got that one?
It's not my line of work, man.
I mean, I was always more along the lines of thinking of maybe just, taking your team, going to the mall, wearing your jerseys, and just telling people, hey, you know what? This is what we have. This is what we do. Something to kind of just let people know. Because I feel like, honestly, from where I live, the mall's not that far from the track. So it's about the awareness of, like you said, people just don't know that you're there for the most part. Mm-hmm. So to get the kids to get back outside and playing again and riding their bikes again and getting something excited to do, what better way than to let them know about BMX?
Yeah.
That's a cool answer.
Yeah. Along those same lines would be like a local parade. Let's say, your local town has a 4th of July parade. Get a few kids in some jerseys and bikes and hit the parade and maybe pass out flyers for them.
They're involved in it, in the Raleigh one in the Burlington parade.
In Burlington, yeah.
No. Yeah, I know. We tried doing that for, three, four years around here. It's a little tricky, but yeah, we did it.
Alice Bixler says, grow the sport with local open houses with advertising.
Oh, yep. Well, that would be along the lines of your BMX racing league, right? The beginner league. I don't know if they call it beginner or just BMX racing league.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Well, then you have that, and you can do the club thing too.
yeah. But those are good. I mean, I know from past experience, you're drawing 95, 100 people at an open house, and you get half that number. 40, 50 people to come to the league and take part in it. That's a lot of kids.
Yeah.
So shifting gears, I've been anxious to ask Shannon this question, because as I was going through and pulling pictures out for the slideshow, I couldn't believe how many bike parts you have had for sale and bikes.
Oh my god. every other day there's stuff up for sale.
Holy moly. All right, first question though, Shannon. How many times have you been asked if you're Drew Polk's dad? Just the estimate. Over 500 or under 500?
Under 500, but a lot, man. A lot.
All right. So I want to ask your favorite frame that you guys have had, like all through, you know, before, where early when you raced and your return, what's been your favorite bike frame?
Diamondback Formula One.
Oh, all right. Nice. Nice. Everett?
Mine was the Robinson.
Oh, damn. Oh,
dude, those are nice, too.
Bikes. I like those.
I remember that was the first bike that I got where I was just like, I walked in there and I saw it and I went and told my mom, like, look, it's got our last name on it. This bike is meant for me. We got to get this. You know?
I like that.
And so we made it happen. And it's weird because I was looking at the price of the bike back then and then compared it to the price now and I go, you must have been rich because I couldn't afford that today.
No.
Those, they were nice.
Now, here's the big question. Do you happen to still have them?
No.
I just see that look on Shannon's face. Yeah. Like, dang, I don't. I don't.
Because no. I wish I would have kept track of. I gave it to a local kid that was, he had a crap bike and he just loved riding. He would just go to the park and jump and just ride everywhere. And that was his form of transportation. And so I wanted to give him a better bike. So I gave him my frame and fork and the wheels I had built back then. I think maybe the cranks were still on it. So I just gave him pretty much my whole setup. I wanted to keep it, but I just fell in love with this kid and ended up giving him my stuff. So I just wish I would know. I don't know if he turned around and sold it, you know, but
you hope he,
I know
kept
he was
it.
Riding it. I know he was riding it for a while, you know, then I just kind of moved, lost touch with him. So,
yeah.
But yeah.
So that's definitely a lot better than my story. Mine was I traded mine for a pair of shoes.
Oh, no.
All right.
Still got the shoes?
So we got you still got the shoes.
I mean, were they at least like some limited edition Jordans or something, man?
Yeah, something,
right? Man. Nah, man. They were some Nike. Oh, they were Nikes when you were able to get your like name like put on them when that first came out.
Ah, okay.
And so I was like, my buddy got some saying on it that we used to always say, and I was just like, I need those shoes.
Do you guys have other hobbies outside of like your podcasting and then the racing? Do you guys have other things you do?
I play video games mostly.
Your favorite video game?
Call of Duty right now.
All right. Shannon?
I just got back into DJing again, so my stuff is set up and I'm starting to do like a bunch of remixes and starting to get back into production.
Mm-hmm.
For a while, I did production for TV and film, and I'm just starting to get back into that because I actually like kind of like lost my job doing that. Once again, you have these young producers that will actually submit a bunch of like their whole library, their whole catalog of music for absolutely nothing, mm-hmm. just to get their name scrolled up on the, you know, at the end of the show or whatever. So here I come asking for a certain amount of money for my catalog to be used, and they're like, bro, we got 5 catalogs we can use for free right now, you know. So I'm trying to figure all that out, how to get back into that, because it you know, you get paid like quarterly, and the checks were nice, you know, when they were coming. But so I'm just trying to figure out how to get back into that also, because that was really fun. Like turn on the TV and hear your music, you know, on a commercial or a movie or like a television show or something, you know. I got into that. You know, I had a friend that was doing editing and brought me into the bay one day and was like, bro, you got beats, don't you? And I was like, yeah, man. And I gave him a CD and he actually put some of my music under some footage, you know. And from there, that's where it started. So I want to get back into that also eventually and start doing some DJ gigs and sell some more bike parts. I might start a mobile shop. You know, I got a license, and so I'm trying to figure out what type of product to carry right now and show up to the tracks with some stuff, you know, because that's just kind of what it turned into, you know.
All right. Wow. You guys, what's your day jobs?
Right now I'm just working at a warehouse where they allow me to race pretty much whenever I want to, Monday through Friday, no nights and weekends. Before that, I was running the Dollar General where, you know, Dollar General, you know, it's not an easy job to do.
No.
Retail, man.
No.
Yeah.
Shannon?
And so I have a friend that he owns a screen printing shop.
Mm-hmm.
So I help him run that. when I'm, yeah, so I mean, last 4 months since Grands, you know, I've been out of work because you're kind of on your feet all day, you know, walking back and forth, pivoting around, you know, we get a lot of stuff done when we're there, you know, and so I've been, I actually been out of work for the last 4 months, but that's what I've been doing for the past maybe 8-9 years, you know.
Didn't you have a crash? Didn't you have a crash at Grands?
Yeah, I crashed at Grands and broke my ankle. So damn. I'm just still healing from that.
Okay.
Know? Yeah.
All right, here's a tough question. You ready for this one? Who's faster?
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would absolutely blow the doors off this dude, man.
Oh, yeah. He's fast.
Well, Shannon, go ahead and get that next one.
He's just not putting in the work now, and he'll get fast also. I'm just getting there, you know, where I'm feeling comfortable. You know, my first week back, I broke 3 ribs. You know, I'm thinking I was 15X again, you know. I bought a 20-inch Mabo, went out to the track. You know, that first time I told you I showed up, I had a SE Cruiser. You know, that night, I put it up for sale on Marketplace, you know, when I realized I'm racing, you know, F this, bro, I'm getting a 20-inch bike, you know. So I did that, but the first week back, man, I crashed and broke 3 ribs, man, and then I crashed again and just tore up my left side, and that's what we do. We just crash, man.
Man, that ego got to you. You like, oh, man, I used to kill this back in the day. I still got this. And your body had to remind you.
And I'm still kind of athletic, you know, throughout the years. You know, I haven't been on a bike, but I'm still feeling like I'm young and I'm strong and I'm fast. But that track will let you know, man, what's really going on, you know.
Well, Shannon, go ahead and get that next win, man. That way I don't have to see you.
Right. In class for sure. This year. Yeah.
I'm trying to get it at Music City. That's the plan, man. Heal up a little more and train a little bit and then go out there and see if I can make it happen.
There you go.
It does feel good when you get a big win like that at a national.
Well, that's the only, I told people that's the only way I'm going to feel good about it, you know. No disrespect to the local riders, you know, but that's where I got the majority of the wins, you know, I'm sure, you know. But, it would feel better just doing it at a national and just, you know, for me. And just this last national, I was going to try to do it twice in the, you know, everybody kept saying, you know, after the first win, sweep, bro, sweep it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not sure if I want to race the same guys and do it again with the same guys, you know. That's kind of just where I was at with it. I don't know. Man. I'm just being weird about it, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. <No.
laughs> it feels good when they announce your name that you just moved up right as you cross the finish line.
Yeah, I guess. And that's what everybody was saying. Yo, they're going to announce your name, man. And I'm like, ah, you know, but that's just like, letting all those expert guys know I'm coming, man. I don't know if we want that, you know. They're gonna be like, oh yeah, it's like, you know, the new guy in prison or something, you know, like they're gonna freaking do me dirty in here.
Trust me, they keep an eye. They know you coming. It don't matter.
Yeah. Yeah. they know who's coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they know
whatever, man. You think Renato Silver is worried about me or any of those guys? Like, hell no.
See, you know who some of them are.
I mean, their teams are, because it's more bonus points for rider count.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Them team managers are like, somebody's got to get that move up, man. That's an extra bonus point.
That's true.
All right, we're going to do our lightning round, gentlemen. And we want to thank our good friend over at – oops, hang on here. I got to change this up. So our lightning round is brought to you by the good people at BrandedPopUps.com. The mission at BrandedPopUps.com is to provide any fan or brand supporter with the opportunity to purchase a branded pop-up style canopy of their favorite company. If you are a co-sponsored rider or team, why not have a branded canopy to show your support? You can find out more information at BrandedPopUps.com. All right, how lightning round works, we're going to ask these questions. We're going to go rapid fire, and we'll start the questions with Shannon, and then we'll move to Everett. And we're going to start with, I'll start with this question. Shannon, last movie you liked so much, you watched it twice.
Creed 1.
All right. Everett?
Creed 3.
All right.
You guys like the same type of thing. What's your favorite sport other than BMX?
I got it.
Soccer.
Basketball.
Okay. All right. What's the one place you like to travel to that you've never been?
Africa.
Germany.
What was the last thing you Googled?
I would have to check.
Does MapQuest still exist?
Does it?
It does.
Okay. All right. So, did Shannon go on that one, or he just said he wasn't sure. Okay, I'm sorry.
I think passed on that one.
What is your favorite thing to do when you go out on a date with your significant other?
Letter pay.
I'm with you on that one.
Shannon's like, what?
I think I don't know. I'm always trying to play like some kind of practical jokes, bro. Just I don't know. I'm just bad with that. She hates it, but I just can't stop.
All right. That's all right.
Okay.
All right. What's the one sport that you would never try? Okay.
I don't know.
I think there was one.
It got to be something.
What's that? Curling?
Where they throw the...
When you got ice and with the stick in the... Yeah, that's... Yeah.
The I'm broom? That.
I was now that you say that, I probably would say hockey. I can't skate backwards.
Okay, now curling, come on, man. We've been practicing that for years growing up sweeping the kitchen.
I mean... That's probably why, yeah. I want the parts of that, man.
Well, you know, they're down south, but, you know, up here in the wintertime, you get a piece of ice and you throw that across the road or something to see how far it'll slide down the road. That's kind of curling.
That is true.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
All right. All right.
Next one. What's your favorite TV show?
Probably The Honeymooners.
All right.
Honeymooners.
I'm going to say Sanford and Son.
Good couple old school shows going on there.
Especially
that was
going
to be my first answer, man. That was going to be my first one, but then I switched to Honeymooners, man. So those were neck though with me.
All right. You got that back there, Damon? Bring that one up before we go to commercial.
I wish I had it. I don't have it.
I always love watching that. All right. What is a talent that you wish you had?
Me, how to play the electric guitar.
Ooh, good one.
Good one.
Drums.
All right. Okay, here we go. Aluminum, chrome moly, or carbon? Which one do you choose for a bike frame?
Chrome.
Aluminum.
All right. Okay. Your favorite guilty pleasure?
Crack. I'm playing. ice cream.
Nice.
I was gonna say food in general.
Hey, that's mine too. So
yeah,
chicken wings and ice cream all day long for me.
Oh yes, definitely.
What would you say is the most annoying thing about you?
Oh gosh, I'm not annoying at all. So I don't know.
No, I was gonna say I'm kind of perfect, bro. So
I like that too.
I don't know.
All right.
I probably joke more than I should.
Okay.
I agree with that.
All right. Favorite band?
Favorite band?
Yeah. Or artist?
I'm going to probably say...
Me and Shannon were talking about this the other day. Mine ended up being Old Dirty Bastard.
Dirk McGurk.
Yes, sir.
If you say artist, man, there's so many. Jeez. Artist, I would probably go with Stevie Wonder as just an overall artist, just everything.
Okay. Hey.
As far as band, oh my God, man. Yeah, I don't know. There's so many. I can't pick just one. Like, I would say the Wailers, then I would say, like, the South Soul Orchestra. Then I'm just all over the place with it.
Yeah.
difficult. Yeah.
Hey, right. Stevie Wonder's good, man. Motown. Yeah. Got it going on.
All right.
That's good, man. It's all about the P-Funk.
What's your favorite type of cookie?
Chocolate chip.
What they call the Chinese cookies, man? The big cookies with the little chocolate in the middle of it? I used to call them Chinese
cookies. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I don't know that one. Yeah.
Like the like a big sugar cookie, yo, with a little chocolate piece in the middle.
Like a Reese's or Hershey's Kiss in the middle of it?
Kind of, but it's like, it's just like a flat piece of chocolate. Okay. It might be like, if you dug it out, it might look like a Hershey's Kiss upside down or something. I don't know. But,
oh, man, that's
you know
what
I'm talking about? It's like baked in it, and it just kind of, as soon as it starts melting, I guess it's
done. Oh, wow. Gotcha.
That sounds pretty good.
That's all right. All right. What's one thing that people are surprised to find out about you?
That I was in water polo.
Sweet.
Damn, that's a hard sport.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a hard one. I don't know, man.
It'd be like a hidden talent or something like
people that. Surprised to find out you DJ?
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, I was going to say that because people are starting to know now just because I've been putting out a few little videos here and there. But mm-hmm. a lot of people didn't know, and I didn't even mention it. And so when they found out, yeah, you know, and then when they found out that I was actually decent at it, you know, they were kind of surprised, I guess, because a lot of people DJ, you know, and majority of the DJs probably are not that great, especially after the pandemic. Oh, my God. And so, yeah, so, I mean, you got this 51-year-old man talking about, yeah, I'm a DJ. You're like, yeah, whatever. No. So I get it, you know. But when they actually realize I'm halfway decent, you know, it's like it is a project to them, I guess.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. All right, this is a tough one, guys. Favorite Supercross rider?
Oh. I guess we should. Do you guys.
About the dirt bike Supercross, right?
Yeah. Do you guys follow Monster Energy?
Not really, but I mean, just I would have to say Stewart, just because he just seemed like the most consistent. Every time I turned on the TV during his era, he was in front, he was winning, he was just unstoppable. All the other riders were scared of him, it seemed like they're all talking about him. It's just like, yeah, I don't know. I saw a couple of like documentaries about him, you know, as far as like his day to day, you know, how he trains, and I would just have to say him because I really don't know too many other ones. I know Roczen is another big one that I watched a couple times that really impressed me. The way he rode, but yeah, I'm not really that familiar with Supercross. So.
I was gonna say, yeah, Paul, I'm not too familiar, but I think Jeremy McGrath.
Ooh, good pick.
Hey. Nice. There you go.
Old school.
The GOAT.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, hey, James Stewart's not a bad one either, man.
That's... Well, yeah, James Stewart, Ricky Carmichael, man, that was an era. Them two, they yeah. just.
Carmichael, definitely, I know that name. Yes, yes, yes.
We were spoiled with them two because oh, man, they pushed each other.
That was
a good time.
Yeah. Shoot.
All right, we got two more questions for you, and we're going to wrap lightning round up. All right, next one, peanut butter. Crunchy or creamy?
Crunchy, creamy. Man.
Everett, what'd you say?
Creamy.
Okay.
Hey.
You got a split right there.
Yeah. That usually happens, though. If we have two guests, it's usually a split. I don't know why. There's no science to it anyway. All right, here's the last one. Favorite Wednesday night live streaming BMX show?
All Things BMX.
Hey, there you go. We always end on that one.
All right, we appreciate it, you guys. We are going to segue into our newsmaker segment, and we're more than would like you guys to join us if you want to hang out with us. Like to get your input on some of the newsmaker segments and our showcase segment. Also, you can hang out and help Chris read the birthday names because that's always a good time.
Oh, that's always great.
We understand if you got to drop off, but we're going to jump into our newsmaker segment, and that is brought to you by the good people over at 110 Nutrition.
Hey, you know, if we're going to, if they are going to go.
Okay.
Is there anybody you guys want to thank or shout out or any of that type of thing? So we make sure we get that in if they're going to go. Or if you're going to stay, we'll do it at the end. It doesn't, either or, whatever.
I got some stuff I got to take care of right now, so I'm about to leave. The one thing I would like to give a shout out to is the 110 Nutrition. They've been awesome to us. They're like one of the first ones that like we reached out to, and Tony Stillinger's been totally awesome with us too, and helping us like put some stuff together and talk to him about certain things. So definitely like love both of those guys, sort of the company and Stillinger.
Great.
Awesome.
Okay.
But I want to thank you guys for having us on.
Yes, that too. Yes, definitely.
Just everybody in the BMX community, man, that just like welcomed us back with open arms. It's just as awesome as it always has been. And as from what I remember in the 80s, that's the one thing my mother really like was upset about when I wanted to quit racing, was the fact that she didn't get to hang out Friday nights with her girls and the BMX crew anymore. Like I could tell that was like really hard for her, because we've done that for so many years. I mean, so you see the same group of people Friday night, Tuesday nights, you know, for 7 years or whatever. It's like, you know, when I was ready to give it up, she was like a little upset, I could tell, you know? And so I love it just as much as I always have, you know, and I forgot how awesome it is. And I came back and I'm like, why did I quit, man? Like, I wasn't doing anything this cool throughout my life. You know, I could have always added BMX. I could have always had a bike and just race Friday nights, whatever, you know, no matter what I was doing, you know. So I just want to thank the BMX community and you guys for having us, man.
No problem.
Our pleasure to have you on. Absolutely. We enjoyed visiting, getting to know you guys a little bit. And shoot, maybe we can hang out again.
Definitely.
For sure.
All right, we look forward to having you guys back on soon. All right, you guys have a good night. Thank you.
Thank you.
Guys, take care. Thank you.
All right, take care, bye. All right. Sorry about that, Justin.
No, that's good. On you. Nope, that's fine. All right, we're going to jump over here, and I'll get the Newsmaker segment ready.
Okay. Do you want me to? Newsmaker segment is going to be brought to you by 110 Nutrition. So you can go check them out at... the website is 110 Nutrition, right up there on the screen, .com. Get a hold of them. You can order up your protein drinks and all that great stuff that they do over there. Go check them out. Learn about them.
All right. Our first bit of news coming in. It's, where's the captain at? Well,
Justin, where's Nick Long at?
He's actually he's got a little bit of time he's taken off from the clinics. But I wanted to give an update on the duffel bag dash.
this is the coolest thing.
It is, man. He's got $6,160 already raised for this. And as we said, normally we update where Nick and Lindsay are going to be doing clinics. For the next week, he doesn't have any scheduled, so we're going to talk about the duffel bag dash. He's got $6,160 raised already, and that's not including this month's raffle donations. So already this month, for the prizes he's going to give away at the end of the month, he's got these awesome, it's a Profile Racing care package. It's got a set of elite hubs. He's got a top load stem, pivotal seat, and chain ring. And nice. That's freaking sick. He's got this killer hand forged knife that I was looking. You can go to his Instagram or Facebook. And it's a freaking sweet knife. And third prize is going to be announced soon. So get over there to Nick's Facebook or
Instagram.
Thank you, and check it out, because a lot of good stuff there. And you know, he's making things happen too. So that's pretty awesome.
Shoot. Hey, buy one of those raffle tickets, a set of elite hubs. You're talking several hundred dollars there for those things. So
right,
shoot, jump in there, get in on that. Plus, you're helping out the pros. All right, here we go. From the gate to the finish line, Cape Coral BMX is hosting Coach DL. He's doing a 2-day training camp. It's this weekend, April 22nd and 23rd at Cape Coral. It's a there's a 1 and/or 2-day option. There's only 25 spots. And also Anderson Souza will be there as well. Sign up using the links that will be in the chat. There's two different links. There's one for the 2-day and one for the single. Okay, I see what's going on. Sorry.
That's cool. And if you guys are a track, a team, a club, podcast show, live stream show, and you're having an event or something going on, let us know. We'll get it in here. We'll get it shared. You can send the email to info@allthingsbmxshow.com, and we'll feature it in our Newsmaker segment.
All right.
Pretty cool.
Here comes the difficult part of the show.
Oh, my God.
Because if we don't do this right, we get in a lot of trouble when she gets back.
All right. Oh, this is Melissa's trivia segment. It's brought to you by Bombshell Racing System. If you guys are looking for some parts, some frames, one of those sweet-ass Orca frames, man, those things are nice. Head on over to Bombshell Racing Systems and check them out. And Chris is going to show you the...
I got a camera right in front of me. You want me to hold those up?
Yeah, hand them the...
Yeah, here, Damon.
I'll put that up there on...
Oops, I just unplugged myself.
There you go, Damon. Okay. Damon's going to show you the prize pack for this week.
Of course, great. We got our great sticker packs here. There's one. Uh-oh, we got some more sticker packs with Danger Snacks in it and a lot of Die Job apparel and Gate 9 stuff. All right. We got a cooling towel here, which is... This is going to be coming in handy pretty soon in the summertime.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. We got a t-shirt here. And who is this t-shirt by? Let's see here.
That's from the...
What the hell just fell?
That's from Sean DeVore.
Phone. Okay.
That's from...
shit out of me. Sorry.
That's from Sean DeVore. And he's also the guy that sends us the barbecue sauce.
Oh, yeah,
that's Sean sends that to us. The best of this Texas barbecue
good,
yeah. sauce.
You guys got to check out the barbecue sauce, man. It's good stuff.
And of course, we got the.
So I'm told.
Little bag here, you know, put our stuff in.
Yeah, ATB bag.
Yep.
All right. So this question is a repeat from a few weeks ago because we did not have a winner. And the question is, what sport did Justin play when he was in high school?
I know.
Well, you and I know.
I can't believe nobody got that.
So we're going to start, you know, putting
it. BMX.
It wasn't BMX. It was something else. It wasn't curling, was it?
No. Do you think that busted ass school I went to could afford curling?
Well, you did like the 12-ounce curls, right?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, we did. PBR, dude. That's how we studied. We ran out to the liquor store, man. We just waited for somebody to go in with, like, get us a case of PBR, gave them $10, and we had change coming back.
I hope he had change coming back then. Shit, yeah. PBR.
It's either that or the three for $5 on Boone's Farm.
Oh.
Remember them days?
Chris doesn't drink that
no.
shit. No. Apple
dude,
Creek.
Or Apple Creek and wait, Strawberry wait, Hill, dude. You were effed up, man.
Yeah. Mad Dog.
Oh, what dude. You know about the MD? MD 2020. What?
Oh, dude. One time.
Man, I remember drinking Miller High Life 40s because you could get, I think it was $3 for $5.
Yeah, that's about right.
That'd be about right.
Oh, my gosh. $3 for $5.
Man, I was a freshman, my neighbor, we were all seniors, and they would, they'd be like, all right, you got to drink the whole, like, make me try to drink the whole thing.
Oh.
Like in one.
Oh.
Just chug it.
Dude.
Took it straight to the head, huh?
Oh, God. Good thing I live next door because I just stumble home.
Yeah, right.
My mom would be like, "Were you studying?" I'm like, "Yeah, mom."
Yeah, but at least she was drinking that instead of I was drinking that Rock Gut St. Ives, man, or 8-Ball.
Bro, I tangled with that stuff one time.
Yeah, so, that was all it took for me too.
Yeah.
So
my mom was like, "What the hell are you doing with that shit?"
What was your go-to drink, Shannon, in high school?
Everything you named, and then just, anything that was available, man, pretty much.
Dude, do you remember, Goldschlager when that shit came out?
Yeah.
Yes, that was like a big deal.
Dude, I'll never forget the Primo tires. Was it Primo Holy Rollers? Was that their tires? Yeah, the Primo Holy Roller.
Yeah.
My buddy just, man, he drank a whole bunch of that, puked all over my front porch and it, in the tire. And I hadn't even put it on my bike yet.
Oh.
I'm like, dude. The next day, I'm like, bro, you got to
so
go.
Inside the tire?
Oh, man. You got to clean that out, dude.
Oh, nasty, man. Yeah, because that was big. And then right behind that was Jägermeister.
Nah.
Here's some nasty stories about that stuff.
For me, it was being cheap at that time. You know,
you had to be thrifty.
You had to be thrifty. It was pop-off vodka. It was like $4 for a fifth of vodka. It was like, it was straight up rock good. You can run your car off that shit.
What?
Hey. Or you had a Mohawk.
Yes, that was another one.
Shit, Mohawk was cheaper than water. You're like, I can get a fifth of Mohawk for $3.95 or the bottle of water for $4.
Oh my gosh.
Like, they're not condoning smart drinking here.
No. Don't do this. It's a bad idea. Yukon Jack.
Oh. Dude.
That used to be my thing.
What was the other one? SoCo and Mountain Dew? People used to drink. Oh.
Yeah, or Jack Daniels. Oh, just saying.
Didn't drink liquor in high school.
No.
We did.
No, this would have been after high school, actually.
Did any of you guys drink Cisco when it was out?
Oh,
Emily put that in the chat.
Yeah.
Oh, did she?
She did. Yeah. She put Cisco. No, I didn't.
Oof. That was the first, man.
Okay. All right. Here's the funny thing. Like, my buddy Lamar Davis out of Maryland, he called me up one day. He's like, man, next time you come to the area, bring some Cisco. I know you guys got it in Detroit. We don't have none out here. I was like, Lamar, come on, man. We way past that.
That shouldn't be anywhere.
I'm dude, we're in our 50s now, man. Come on. Drink some Henny.
you know what I think?
Crown Royal.
Exactly.
You know what I think they should bring back?
Oh, boy.
Zima?
Oh, wow.
You know,
they did bring it back.
You mentioned that to me the other day, Zima. I forgot about that with the little...
Yeah.
I forgot the bottles were kind of weird the way they made
it. They did bring it back. It's called White Claw now.
I know. That's what I was going to say. Like, Zima is the OG of those seltzer. Hard seltzers, man. Yep. It was way ahead of its time.
Yeah, it was.
Think about it now. If they come back and just put it in those cans, sell like crazy.
Yep. What about this one was big for a real short time, and it got just totally run over by the other one, but Sun Country Wine Coolers. And then, I mean, but like right behind that was Bartles and James, and I think they just thanked everybody for their support and went on down the road.
I remember selling them at the bar.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because it sucked because they were in four packs.
Yes.
And you'd have to like go. I'd have to go in the walk-in. And walk-in was not easy to get to. There's always people in the way, and I'd have to like stuff them under my arms and carry a case, and like I'd have them all over because they're just in these little four packs.
Little four packers. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was like the only option, like. Like that was what the chicks drank. Like that's what you had, or they drank liquor.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
We sold a lot of
Bartles and James.
A lot of that, and a lot of draft beer.
Yeah,
there's a lot of lifted trucks in the parking lot.
We're talking about Durand, Michigan here, boys and girls.
Fuck, families fighting each other out there. Like, y'all better be careful. You got to go hang drywall on Monday.
So do we want to check in and see if we have a winner? Are you?
Well, Cardoza had it right, and then Zach had it right, and they're regulars.
They don't count.
They don't count.
So one more time, what sport did I play in high school? Oh shit! Well, I just said they got it right, so somebody's going to copy and paste it.
Swing back and just check that out.
All right, we're going to say, who do we got on next week, Chris?
All right, next week, April 26th. Track builder extraordinaire, Mr. Tom Ritz.
I didn't load the slide in. I actually made it, but Tom Ritz will be on. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Sweet.
He's going to be...
This is a perfect time to have him on because all the tracks are starting to open up, and we can find out how to take care of our BMX track.
And he's going to be in... Where the hell is he going to be in? Peru? I think he's in Peru.
Is he really?
Yeah, when I talked to him last week, he was over... I think he's in Germany or something like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's going to be... Yeah, sweet. I'm pretty sure it was Peru he said he's going to be in.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is really cool.
All right, let's jump into the showcase segment. And that's brought to you by our friends at Answer BMX. Guys looking for those bike parts, check it out. Sean, I was not in the chess club.
Is chess considered a sport?
Video gaming is considered a sport.
Yeah, I get. Okay, I'm not going to knock chess, man, because
Chris,
I don't have a clue how to play it.
I think chess is.
I think you move the horse to the castle or something. I don't know.
Chess is probably harder than video games, but I waited until Everett was off to say that.
He might be listening though.
Shit.
Hey, let's talk about the Dirty Knobs podcast. All right. This is the podcast is hosted by Hollywood Mike Miranda, EC Eric Carter, and JV James Vicente. They bring you the behind the scenes stories and guests from back in the day. The Dirty Knobs podcast, season 2, episode 7, which is their latest one. They have David Clinton and Byron Friday are their guests. Guys, check that out. There's a lot of really cool stuff they talk about in there. I listened to it last week or so ago. Byron Friday, holy cow. Dude was involved in so many things with products and bike parts and the evolution of them over time. I don't know. To me, sounds like kind of like the test pilot extraordinaire for all these bike companies. So go check that out. And then, let's see here. We also got to talk about the Dirty Fest. See, we're going to put a link in the chat for that. Where'd that go? Wait a minute. Oh, Dirty Fest. Okay, so if you want to find out about the Dirty Fest, isn't that this weekend?
No, I think it's next weekend.
Next weekend. I'm sorry. Sorry about that, you guys over there at Dirty Knobs. Next weekend is the Dirty Fest. It's in Southern California. Old school BMX. They're going to have an old school styled racetrack out there. Come check it out. They got camping. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. All the stuff they got going on. I mean, we'll be here for an hour talking about this thing. Right. These guys got it all planned out. They got vintage bike show. I mean, just goes on. So go to dirtyfest.com.
All right. And our next showcase is Mom's Talk BMX Podcast. Damon, you want to let them know about that?
We are here. Okay. Mom's Talk BMX Podcast. Newest episode is Megan
LeHue.
Okay. This episode talks with Megan on learning how she balances everything from being a busy mom and also being involved in BMX sport.
She's a volunteer down at Charlotte BMX. She helps her on the track there, and her kids race, husband race. They're busy. They're all over the place. It's going to be a good listen. I got that one queued up to check out.
Racing family.
Yep.
So that's Mom's Talk BMX.
That's right. And you can find them on their Facebook page at Mom's Talk BMX. All right. And our good friends over at the Beer Budget BMX Show. This is BMX only live streaming open forum show discussing all the hot topics, shit talk, rumors, news, gossip, you name it, rider talk, and everything else. It's there each and every weekend. Sometimes it's Friday, sometimes it's Saturday. They've been going on Friday nights now because the racing season's getting knee deep. You can join the Thunder Midget and Homie Mike each and every Saturday night. This thing's hotter than two midgets banging in a wool sock. You guys make sure you tune in, tune out, and get your tuna fish and get those tanning beds and eat your rice. Tune in, tune out, and tear off your shirt.
Oh, my gosh. Sean, you ever watch the Beer Budget BMX show?
Shannon.
Why do I keep calling Sean? I must be confusing him
with
that.
You're about to lose that sponsorship with those guys.
Die job. Sean, I guess, is I'm sorry. All right. Lane 8 Podcast. New episode titled, check this out, Tommy Brackens, the Human Dragster. Lane 8 Podcast is hosted by Todd Wilson. We're going to drop a link in the chat so you can go check out this latest episode featuring our friend Tommy Brackens.
All right, Chris, scroll up.
Isn't he the... We got to get him on the show, and then we'll have, like, all the... CW people, right? Or DG.
Tommy didn't ride for CW that I know.
DG? It's some team that he's the only one we got to get, and then we've had them all on.
Okay.
Something like that. Anyway, all right.
Hey, we got to have Tommy Brackens call us. We need to get hooked up with you and get you on this show.
Okay, we got BMX in Our Blood, episode 144. Greg, I can't see that last name.
Lanthorn, he was on the show before.
Was he? Okay. Yeah, check out Greg Lanthorn, W3, BMX in Our Blood, hosted by, the super badass BMXer Joe Doherty.
Yep.
All right. Yep. Links in the chat. Make sure you check it out. And, of course, we got What is that, Boss Man Vlog?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep, Boss Man Vlog 71. Okay. Opening day at Marysville, so make sure you check out his blog. You find it on YouTube. He's a pretty great guy. That's Maurice Adams.
Yep. And he's also got other things on there other than just the racing stuff. He's got training tips and things in the gym, out of the gym. Good all-around dude. He puts a ton of time in on that channel, too.
There's a lot of editing going on there. Yeah. It's good job.
All right, and our last one here, we've got the Texas BMX show. Rusty just did his first show back. He's been off for a couple of years. This is BMX related truths, tall tales, lies, all from Texas and beyond. And we're going to put the Facebook page in there. And Shannon, would you like to plug Real BMX?
Yeah, I mean, we have a YouTube channel, which is Real BMX Racing, the podcast, and we also on Instagram. That's really about it for now.
How often are you typically putting shows out?
Well, we were doing them once, like every 2 weeks, and we're just going to start ramping that up to a show every week, and we'll start that next week.
All right.
Oh, great.
All right.
So if you are a podcast, a live streaming zine, anything that where you're talking about promoting the sport of BMX racing and you would like to be part of this a segment on our show, email us at info@allthingsbmxshow.com.
All right, and we'll check out. So we got two people that got it right in the chat, and we'll let them fight to the death for the prize pack. So Zach and Robert can have a death match for the prize pack.
So, Justin, what sport did you play in high school?
Smoked a lot of weed and played hockey.
Wait, the smoking weed a sport, or is that just what you did before?
At my school? Hell yeah, it was. That's why I don't do it now, man. I did it all in those 4 years. Got all I needed right there.
You got more than your fill, eh?
Okay, without... So what was your papers of choice?
Dude.
What was your papers of choice? Zigzag, easy widers?
Zigzag orange.
Okay. Or did you say, fuck it, you know, poke holes in the Mountain Dew can and just...
No, no. Dude, I'll be scared to smoke now. I got that shit scientifically made. We were just smoking ditch weed back then.
This stuff is engineered now, from what I'm told.
It is.
I went through a growing plant with a guy that I used to race with. Like, uh-huh. That's where he works. And I'm like, this shit looks like NASA in there. I'm like, no way, dude.
Yeah. It's
Big money.
It's a
That's where we got to get a sponsorship from.
Oh, we need a weed sponsor.
One of them big-ass weed places, man. They got more money than they know what to do with.
Hey, if you have a weed place in you, info@allthingsbmx.
If you own a dispensary, hit us up at All Things BMX.
We will be glad to sponsor you.
No, they're going to sponsor us.
That's what I meant. We will promote you. I don't know.
I don't have a problem putting a dispensary name on my jersey. Shit.
Well, USA BMX might have a problem with that. But
they'll get over it.
Exactly.
You got the big weed leaf on the back or something. You know, I don't think that's going to roll over too well.
It wouldn't be the first time somebody's done it.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of them glove companies make them.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. That's right. Okay.
All right. Here it comes. Gears. Everyone's been waiting, Chris.
I don't know why. Everybody thinks this is
anticipated segment of the show.
Okay. BMX birthdays brought to you by On Two Wheels. So next time you're at the track of National, you need some parts, go look for the bright orange tents and talk to our buddy Jeremy over at On Two Wheels. He will take care of you, get you the parts you need. All right. So if you're celebrating your birthday this week, you are celebrating with PJ O'Brien, Wayne Beadsworth, Lucy Bagnoli, Todd Wiley, Matt Blankstrom, Stu Bids Azio, Mark O'Neill. Oh boy.
Yep. I had to double check that one.
I don't have Ludi.
I think it's Lloyd.
Is that how is that?
LLO.
Oh, that's an O. LL. Okay, I was thinking it was an I for some reason. All right, Lloyd Cornelson.
Cornelius. Cornelison.
Cornelison.
Jesus, I'm sounding like you.
Yes, you are. Charles. Tyrichin.
Fuck on your own on that one,
dude. It's amazing how. All right, Mark Anthony, Amanda Schrillinger, Jill Keeley.
That's Kelly.
How? Okay. All right. All right. There's usually whatever. Okay. Jill, happy birthday. I'm sorry I messed up your name. Brandon Neiman, Berlin Harris, Denton Stanfield, Rob Talone. Hey, he's one of those guys we got to meet on the cruise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nice guy. Yeah. Tony Strillinger.
Tony.
One of my buddies I race. Well, I guess I don't race with him anymore because he bumped up to expert. Mr. Mark Prince. Happy birthday, Mark.
Well, he's been expert for a minute.
Yeah. Faith Gray. And if you would like me to screw up your name on the birthday list, just send that to info@allthingsbmxshow.com. Or be friends with Justin on Facebook.
Yep.
Either way, we'll make sure we extremely mispronounce your last name. Or your first name. Whichever.
Always a good time.
Oh, my
Once gosh. Again, I want to thank Shannon and Everett from Real BMX Racing, the podcast, for joining us this evening. We really appreciate it. And thanks for sticking around with us. It's always a good time. And you guys know the after chat link. It's always the same. I'll put it in the chat for your friends, Shannon. They can join. We hang out after the show's done. And I got to steal the... I'll get it here in a second. Okay. I'm going to steal and put the link in here so they can join.
Yeah. Make sure live version of the show is brought to you by Mega Design Group. So you're looking for any branding for your products, packaging, tents, canopies, any type of trade show stuff, get a hold of Brian Fell over at Mega Design Group. He will take care of you. Our podcast version of the show, as always, is brought to you by Die Job Apparel. Again, if you're looking for any type of product with your logo put on it, be it a cup, a t-shirt, a hat, get a hold of Sean. Or jerseys for your team. Get a hold of Sean Gifford over at Die Job Apparel. He'll take care of you on that. And with that, we will see you next week when we talk to Mr. Tom Ritz. God bless everybody. And Melissa will be back next week.
Yes, she will.
One more thing before we head out.
Yeah, Damon.
The chat's been blowing up in some of the sites. BMX has just lost a great guy. Antonio Bevarez?
Bella Vista,
okay. Yeah, he just passed away, so it's been...
Condolences to his family and friends.
Yeah, that sucked.
Yeah.
Getting that information right before we went on. That was a good dude.
He's a great guy.
Got a New Jersey.
So, yeah, prayer for him and his family tonight.
Yep.
Okay.
We're going to wind out, you guys. Thanks, everyone, again, for joining us tonight. And again, to our guests, good night. God bless. You stay classy, BMX.